from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Heading into the final hour or so here of Gwen and Chris. Chris, hello. Tony Gwynn Jr. down at Petco Park. Tony getting ready for the broadcast tonight. He and Jesse have it for you. Padres and Nationals this evening. Pregame show, Sam Levitt, 5:30. First pitch, 6:30. Matt Waldron will throw that first pitch for the Padres. Nationals counter with Patrick Corbin, a left-hander. I'm not going to go into any further detail about that.
I think
I just hope it all goes away.
Yeah.
Starting tonight. We got Game 7 of the Stanley Cup Finals. They're going to get underway shortly down in Miami. 3-3 now, Edmonton and Florida. Coming up on the show, a look at some of the greatest Game 7s in sports history. What comes to mind if I say Game 7? Scraby, you got one?
Yeah.
You got a little time to come up with it. We'll do the... trip down memory lane in a little bit. Speaking of winner take all, Texas A&M and Tennessee for the College World Series. First batter of the game for Tennessee, bottom of the first, Christian Moore. He gone.
He gone, or the ball was gone?
The ball was gone,
did he
yeah.
get ejected?
No, he gone. Ball gone. His 34th home run of the year.
Wow. Jeez.
The guy came in with a 1,200 OPS. Hmm. And I guess he's pretty good.
Yeah, I think so.
So that gave Tennessee the lead. Peyton Manning is in the crowd, jumping up and down.
Is he?
For the Vols. Yeah.
He's in his favorite city, Omaha.
Omaha. That's right. I don't know. I wonder if he's ever been to Omaha, but he's been there now.
Peyton Manning seems like a fun guy.
He does. I like Peyton Manning. 1-1, though. Texas A&M's come back in the third. And that's where that game stands at the moment. Coming up, your chance to win a pair of tickets to the Padres-Nationals game tomorrow night. But first, we got to give you some Padre news that's not good. Fernando Tatis Jr. to the injured list. Now we're getting conflicting reports. Some people are thinking it could last until the All-Star break. Some are saying, no, he'll be back. You know, this move is retroactive to Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
Saturday was the 22nd. 10 days would make it July 2nd, basically, that he'd be due to come back.
Yep.
So let's just be safe. Scrape say he'll be back sometime between July 2nd and July 17th.
That's fine with me.
Let's hope that it's closer to July 2nd.
I did listen to Mike Schilt, and if you want to see the full press conference, you can go to Sammy Levitt's Twitter, at Sammy Lev.
Yeah.
And he was very quick to say, now I'm not saying that he's going to be on the IL until the All-Star break or through the All-Star break. It's basically a wait-and-see thing.
Yeah.
It's actually not his quad muscle. It's his, as Sammy would say, right femoral stress reaction.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, that sounds very serious, honestly.
It does, but
anytime
I
you're
hope he's
dealing
back
with your femur.
Hope he's
good
back sooner rather than later. Yu Darvish also, in some other bad news, will not be making the start tomorrow night. Some inflammation in his elbow going to keep him on the injured list a little longer. Adam Major recalled. We'll make that start tomorrow night. For the Friars, Jose Azokar was sent down today. Bryce Johnson recalled in the starting lineup tonight.
Yeah.
Fleet-footed outfielder will be in right field tonight for the Padres. Also, E-Guy, otherwise known correctly as Eggy Rosario, will be coming back to the Padres as well. He rejoins the squad as Johnny Brito was sent down.
I like E-Guy.
I do, too.
I shouldn't call him E-Guy. I like
No,
Eggie.
You should call him by his right name.
I like Eggie.
That would be better.
I think that he can do some things.
He has done some things.
He has.
This year.
Yeah.
Unlike Azokar, who was sent down. Azokar, unfortunately, hasn't done some things.
Correct.
All right, real quick, Mike Schilt before the game today. The latest and some info on Johnny Brito.
Which I'm sure questions will be coming relative to Mr. Darvish. But let's unpack, you know, the move with Brito right now. It's really a, when I say it's a positive move for Brito, Brito didn't take it that way necessarily. And when you go to the minor leagues, like, hey, this is great. But it is a positive move for the organization. It's a big picture move. Johnny's done a nice job here. You know, he's pitched in a lot of different roles. But we also look up, and this is a guy that has pitched in a long relief setting for us and done well. Has the weapons to be able to turn over lineups, so he's going to go to El Paso as a starter and start to get built up and create some organizational depth. So that's a valuable thing for us and for him. And those are the moves.
All right, so that's the story on Johnny Brito, who, according to Mike Schilt, has done a fabulous job. But he has an ERA of 0 with the Padres this year. All right.
I don't necessarily like Schilt because he said it right there. Johnny Brito, not happy he's going to AAA. Mike Schilt trying to be positive about it.
Trying to put a positive spin
and
on
I
it.
And I understand it. If it is for him to be a starter, maybe Johnny Brito wants to be a starter.
Maybe it'll work out better for him.
Yeah.
Well, nobody wants to be a long reliever. Nobody grows up and says, I want to be a long reliever.
I would take that right about now.
A lot of us would, but once you're in the
professional
ranks.
Yes. You want to pitch in like high leverage. You want to pitch in situations that are important.
Of course you do. All right, one more quick note. Joe Musgrove.
Yes.
What's new with No-No Joe these days?
He met with our guy Sammy Levin and others, and that just started when I didn't want to, but here it is with Joe.
Joe, what's the latest update on what you're doing right now?
Yeah, I'm back on the field throwing. Still kind of beginning stages of throwing. You know, you take 2 weeks off, you got to, you know, spend a couple days kind of easing into it. I think once I hit a certain point and, you know, we feel comfortable about how it's coming out of my hand without any, you know, lingering feelings, I think we'll start to progress pretty quick. You know, spending that much time away from throwing, there is, you know, a bit of a window that you have to spend in the throwing process before I can get on the mound. So I'm kind of going day to time, just, you know, checking boxes every day, making sure I'm progressing and not, you know, slipping back at all in the rehab process. So
throwing the catch from like 90 feet.
Yeah, yeah. I think, you know, the intensity is going to kind of be up to me on how I feel, but I'm going to try to, you know, manage it for the first couple days, and then once I feel like I can trust it and feel confident about where I'm at, I'll start, you know, progressing it. I think the longer distance is going to be more beneficial for me than, you know, getting at 60, 70 feet and, you know, really ripping fastballs. You know, I won't need to be doing that until I get on the mound. So I think in this first week or so, it's going to be a lot of like stretching the arm back out, you know, taking it a little easier on a slamming impact and kind of trying to reintroduce the throwing pattern, just get the shoulder back to used to throwing. So
I need Joe Musgrove back to ripping it.
Yes,
the way he said,
me too.
Ripping it.
I like it too.
Yeah, it's going to be a little while, unfortunately, before we get No-No Joe back. But guess what? it's not going to be a little while before you have a chance to win a pair of tickets to tomorrow's Padres Nationals game. We're going to open up the phones.
Woohoo!
833-288-0973. I know you're all going to start dialing now, even before you know the question. I can tell you that's not going to help you get through because Scravy won't pick up your call until it's the locked. Questions have been asked.
It's locked.
Here is today's question to win a pair of tickets to tomorrow's Padres Nationals game. The Washington Nationals have won, count it, one World Series championship. It was in 2019. They took out the Houston Astros in a seven-game series.
Ah, that was a pretty good game.
It was a pretty good series. Who was the winning pitcher for the Nationals in Game 7
Ooh.
Of that World Series?
Ooh.
Who was the winning pitcher for the Nationals in Game 7 of that World Series? The first person with the correct answer to 833-288-0973 will win tickets to see tomorrow night's game between the Padres and the Nationals. Don't forget the first 40,000 fans tomorrow will receive a Ha-Sung Kim bobblehead. Grab tickets at Padres.com/tickets. All right, unlock the phone lines now, Scraby.
No, we have to wait 20 seconds.
No, you have to do something because we're on live radio.
Oh, we're taking these on the air.
Let's go.
Oh.
Let's go.
See, this I was unaware
of. Give me a contestant.
Okay, hold on.
I'm ready for a contestant.
All right, hold on.
I'll roll the die.
Let's go with...
No. I'm rolling the die.
Well, that's
the whole
idea
of this.
Some of them don't have names.
Line 4.
Will.
All right, Will. You're going to get the first crack at these Padre tickets.
Hello, Will.
Will. Hello?
Alrighty.
All right, who was the winning pitcher for the Nationals in Game 7 of that World Series?
Oh, geez.
I'm with you.
I just heard you say opening the phone lines, and that's all I did.
No, you got to answer a question. Do you want to take a guess?
Yeah. I don't have a clue.
He doesn't know.
Okay.
All right,
sorry,
we'll go
Will.
On to somebody else. Sorry, Will. All right, there we go. Get another fill in there. Line 2.
Rodney. Hello, Rodney.
You've now had a chance
hey guys,
to hear the question. Do you have a guess?
Yes, do you have a guess, sir?
I do. Steven Strasburg.
Oh, you would think.
I would love it if that was correct, but he won Game 6 of that World Series. He did not win Game 7. Thanks, Rodney. Who was the winning pitcher for the Nationals in Game 7 of the 2019 World Series? Next guest is Line 1.
Omar. Hello, Omar.
Hey, guys. I'm going to go with Max Scherzer.
Max Scherzer. That's a hell of a guess, Omar. He started the game, but he did not get the win. That is not correct.
Wow.
The Nationals came from behind to win that game. 6-2 was the final score of that Game 7. Scraby, do you have a question?
No.
All right. Line 1 again. How about that?
Elizabeth. Hello, Elizabeth.
Hello.
Hi, it's actually Ernesto.
Wow. All right, Ernesto, take it down. Who won Game 7 for the Nationals?
That'll be Patrick Corbin.
That's right. It would be Patrick Corbin.
Nice job.
And he's pitching tonight. That is very good. Ernesto, you stay on the line.
Trickster, Chris.
Yeah, I'm a trickster. Patrick Corbin came in relief at Game 7, pitched 3 shutout innings, and got the win as the Nationals won their World Series in 2019. Ernesto got it. Stay on the line. You won't see Patrick Corbin pitch tonight, but you will see Mackenzie Gore pitch tomorrow night against the Padres. Pair of tickets to you. Stick around. We have a tribute to Game 7s when Gwen and Chris resumes after traffic.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
All right, welcome back. Great job, Ernesto, coming through on that trivia question. Patrick Corbin, starting pitcher tonight for the Nationals. Better days when he won Game 7 for the Nats in the 2019 World Series. Matt Waldron will pitch against him tonight. Padres and Washington coming up. Pre-game show, Sam Levitt starts in about 10 minutes. Then Tony and Jesse take over.
They're back.
On the broadcast.
They're back together.
Tennessee's taken a 3-1 lead, much to the delight of Peyton Manning, in Game 3, the deciding game of the College World Series. Texas A&M is batting in the top of the fourth inning there. Stanley Cup Game 7, everything riding on it. Edmonton and Florida. Alanis Morissette sang the national anthems.
Yes.
And now they're about ready to start Game 7. Edmonton trying to complete a comeback from 3-0 down. Make a little history. Got us thinking of some of the greatest Game 7s in any sport of all time. I think this is the best. I'll start right at the top. I don't know if you were old enough to remember this one, Scrabe. 1991 Game 7 World Series. Jack Morris, John Smoltz, dueling, and the Twins finally shut out the Braves 1-0 in 10 innings.
I was six, so I don't remember that.
Don't recall it? Have you ever seen a highlight of
yes,
it?
Yes, I'm sure I have.
The intensity in the Metrodome for that game was just like off the charts from the beginning, and then it never changed because no one ever scored, right? And it was one of those 1-0 games where every inning, it seemed like one of the teams would threaten to score and then wouldn't.
Yeah.
And it just kept going back and forth like that. And, you know, what Jack Morris did is not going to ever be duplicated again. Pitched a 10-inning complete game.
It's pretty crazy.
Who's going to do that nowadays?
Not many.
Nobody. Twins 1, Braves nothing. 91 World Series, Game 7.
I have one.
Yeah, what do you have?
I think this is the Game 7 that came to mind first.
Okay.
I just had to make sure it was a Game 7.
All right.
Let's see, where is his name? Why did I forget his name all of a sudden? Luis Gonzalez hitting the walk-off against
walk-off single. Luis Gonzalez beat Mariano Rivera and the Yankees.
That was pretty exciting. I do remember that.
2001 World Series. Not only was that, you know, something, the Yankees had won 4 straight World Series.
Yeah, they were unstoppable.
And they were leading going to the bottom of the 9th inning with Mariano Rivera on the mound.
The best closer of all time.
Yeah, but he made an error in the inning on a bunt. Rivera did.
I need to go back and watch some
and
of these
Grant
highlights.
And Mark Grace, the old Aztec, had a big hit in that 9th inning to help set up Luis Gonzalez's walk-off hit.
Yeah, that was pretty awesome.
So that was a good one. Here's another good one. 1992, again, just a little before your time, Scrabe.
They're starting to become memories here.
Braves-Pirates.
Oh, no.
NLCS. Pirates led 1-0. 2-0. Bottom of the 9th. Braves scored 1, had bases loaded, 2 outs. And some guy off the bench, Francisco Cordova or something, Cabrera, that's it. Francisco Cabrera comes off the bench and grounds a single into left field. Barry Bonds throw home. Not in time. Sid Bream slides in under the tag. Braves go to the World Series, beat the Pirates 3-2.
Dang.
2016 World Series, Cubs-Indians.
Oh, I remember this one.
That was some kind of Game 7.
This one was a good one. Huh? It was the whole like delay and everything in Game 7.
And everything, 108-year title drought. And then it looked like the Cubs had it. And then, what was it, Rajai Davis hit a three-run homer to tie the game?
That's insane.
Kidding me? The Cubs come back. They scored two. Indians came back. They scored one. Cubs hung on 8-7. Final ground ball went to third base. Chris Bryant over to Rizzo.
I got
to
think that there is...
the curse for the Cubs.
I got to think that how much pressure is behind that one throw that you have done so many times throughout the year.
He threw it down the line, is what you're saying?
Like, how many... That's so much pressure.
Here's another great Game 7 you'll remember for sure. Although you didn't like the outcome.
Oh, is it the
2016 Cavaliers-Warriors?
It's a good series.
Yeah, right?
LeBron blocking that ball?
LeBron's block was the play they all remember. Cleveland was down 3-1. And Cleveland had not won a championship as a city in 52 years. The only thing that was really troubling about that was the 73-win Warrior team. You know, they were supposed to finish it off with a title, and they did not.
They ran out of gas.
Well,
they tried so hard for that record, and there you go.
Is that how you look at it?
That's how I look at it. They didn't need to play any of their starters like the last week or two of the season, but they were
really trying
to go for the record.
Right. 1988 NBA Finals. People from my era will remember Lakers Pistons. Two really, really great teams. That was the end of the Showtime run. Lakers win that championship. 2000 NBA West Finals. Shaq and Kobe from 15 down in the fourth quarter beat Portland to go on and eventually win their first title together. That was a game that Portland should have won 100 different ways and did not. 2019 Eastern Semis NBA. Kawhi Leonard hits the shot falling out of bounds in the right corner.
I remember this, yes.
For Toronto to eliminate Philadelphia.
He was at the game yesterday.
What a shot that was. Remember, it bounced on the rim like three times.
It did. It was one of those like movie-type shots where everybody's staring at the ball.
According to this, that was the only Game 7 buzzer beater in NBA history.
Whoa.
I imagine it was.
I got a suggestion of 2003 World Series, Florida Marlins over the Yankees, but that wasn't actually Game 7, so never mind. I take it back.
Game 7 of that series was a boring game. Josh Beckett shut out the Yankees 2-0.
It was Game 6.
Game 7 of the 03 ALCS was memorable, though. Aaron Bleeping Boone off of the late Tim Wakefield.
Yes.
To win the pennant for the Yankees. Anyway, I could go on with a few more here, but here's an interesting one. Bulls-Pacers 98 Eastern Finals. During the six-year run of NBA championships for the Bulls back in the Jordan era, they were only taken to the seventh game two times. One of them was by the Pacers. Tony Kukoc. Remember that name?
I do.
Came off the bench to help Jordan and the Bulls eventually win their sixth title. This was a hell of a game. The 06 NLCS and Cardinals-Mets. I think it was Yadier Molina hit the home run to win the game for the Cardinals in the ninth. But prior to that, Andy Chavez of the Mets made the catch over the wall to keep the game tied. Do you remember this at all?
No.
All right. It was a great play. It didn't matter. Cardinals went to the World Series. They eventually won it all. This was a great game. 1988 NBA Eastern Semifinals, Celtics, Hawks. You don't recall that. What people remember, Larry Bird versus Dominique Wilkins, the human highlight reel. Wilkins had 47. Bird had 34, 20 of them in the fourth quarter. Boston survived 118-116.
What year was that?
That was 88. It was one of those nights, though. Wilkins scored, Bird scored. Wilkins scored. Bird scored. Wilkins scored. Bird scored. Finally, the Celtics prevailed.
I actually saw something on Twitter this morning that was about the finals that year with the Lakers and the Celtics, and I didn't know this, but I guess finals games were tape delayed before that.
Yes, they were.
That's
back in
crazy.
The early 80s. You didn't know that?
I did not know that. I thought they were always
How
live.
Do you think I began my career as somebody who doesn't try to hear the score of games? It began with the NBA finals having to wait until 11:30 at night to watch the games.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Why? I don't understand. Like, I
because the NBA wasn't important enough back then.
All right.
They also didn't have enough networks to carry all this stuff.
That's crazy. That is crazy to me.
I'll give you one last one for the old-timers because it is kind of the beginning of the whole Game 7 thing. 1960 World Series, Bill Mazeroski's walk-off homer for the Pirates beats the Yankees. 10-9 was the score, by the way, that classic Game 7.
those are the guys that, like, I feel like go to Pittsburgh and they legitimately never pay for a drink ever again, or whoever hit
Bill Mazeroski?
Yeah.
No, he'd never have to pay.
Exactly.
All right, the Game 7 at hand tonight. Florida has gotten on the board early with a power play goal. They lead Edmonton 1-0, 6 minutes gone by, first period. Is Florida going to blow a 3-0 lead and then hang on to win Game 7?
I don't know, but we'll be watching this along with the Padres tonight.
It'll be fun to watch. They have a pretty good tradition in Florida also.
What is that?
Whenever they score a goal like that, everybody throws the plastic rats down on the ice. They come raining out of the heavens.
Really?
Yeah. It goes back to the Panthers team of maybe about 10, 15 years ago. And I think they had a player or a coach or somebody back then whose nickname was the Rat. And so people started throwing plastic rats on the ice, and then everyone started doing it. And it got out of control. But anyway, they just threw the rats on the ice. And then they picked them up. And then Edmonton just scored.
Just did.
So it's 1-1. And it looks like it's going to be a lot of fun tonight. Game 7 in that Stanley Cup final.
I recently told someone that they used to throw, or still do, throw octopuses on the ice.
Yes.
And they did not believe me.
Oh, I was like, they didn't believe you?
I had to go pull up videos of it because they're like, that's not true. No one's bringing an octopus to a game.
They do it in Detroit, and the 8 tentacles of the octopus signified that back in the day when that tradition started, you had to win 8 playoff games to win the cup.
Okay.
So that's why they started that tradition.
That's disgusting.
It's a little disgusting, but hey, sports, man.
Dan saying, was it Kenny the Rat?
It was. Kenny the Rat Linsman,
yes,
maybe.
Yes, there you go.
Very good. Thank you. Who's that?
Dan.
Very good, Dan. All right. Stanley Cup, Game 7, we'll recap it tomorrow. College World Series, we'll recap tomorrow. And, of course, Padres Nationals. Coming up next, Sam Levitt's pregame for Tony, Scraby, Chris. Enjoy the rest of your Monday night.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.